Maryland to hold special session as state Democratic leaders announce plans for redistricting referendum. Maryland will hold a special session of the legislature to pursue a push that could make it easier for Democrats to redraw the state's congressional maps in future cycles. Today, we announced that the General Assembly will convene in a special session August 3 to 5 to consider legislation proposing a constitutional amendment on congressional redistricting. If the legislature approves it, the question goes to Maryland voters in November, State Senate President Bill Ferguson wrote in a July 7 post on X. The move is backed by Ferguson, House Speaker Jocelyn Payne Melnick, and Maryland Governor Wes Moore, coming as the state seems poised to join the pre-census redistricting scramble that has swept the United States since mid-2024. Only one seat, that of House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Harris in Western Maryland, is held by a Republican. His would be the seat targeted by any significant changes to the map, and he's been critical of past pushes to change the state's congressional maps early. Moore has been one of the most outspoken proponents of changing the maps. In a statement on X, the governor repeated his support for redistricting the state's congressional boundaries. "For months, I have said that inaction is not an option and we cannot sit on the sidelines while voting rights, fair representation, and the foundations of our democracy come under attack across the country," Moore said in a statement, which centered around the special session. Moore suggested the push is driven in response to coordinated efforts to weaken voting rights, dilute black representation, and bend the rules of democracy for partisan gain. In a joint statement, Ferguson and Payne Melnick echoed the governor, decrying the recent Supreme Court decision in Louisiana versus Calais in which the court significantly narrowed the scope of the Voting Rights Act sections on congressional districting. After recent court decisions weakened the Federal Voting Rights Act and created new uncertainty around congressional redistricting, Maryland needs a clear legal path forward, Ferguson said. This special session will allow the General Assembly to do its part while ensuring that Maryland voters make the final decision. Payne Melnick also emphasized that Maryland voters would have the final say. Moore added, "Until we have national redistricting reform, Maryland will not be caught flat-footed. My administration will work closely with the General Assembly as they consider legislation to ensure our state has the tools necessary to protect voters and defend fair representation."